Rockwell Collins says an economic recovery may be underway. The idea of an airline fat tax is back. And Airbus is raising prices. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, January 23rd, 2012. In releasing Rockwell Collins' first quarter earnings, CEO Clay Jones says the company is performing well and that business jet production may increase this year for the first time in 3 years. Bloomberg reports that Jones made the comments during a conference call with reporters on Thursday. Jones says that plane makers such as Cessna and Bombardier are both improving, and he is more confident now that a recovery is coming, if not already underway. In the report, the company said that sales related to aircraft original equipment manufacturers and aftermarket sales both increased 14%. Boeing's 787 finally getting into production is also helping Rockwell Collins, which has contracts for about $3 million in parts for each Dreamliner built. Ex-Qantas finance chief Tony Weber said Tuesday he believes that passengers who weigh more should pay more to fly on planes due to the additional fuel burned. That's generally considered a harsh idea, but a poll by the flight comparison site Skyscanner found that the vast majority of consumers agree with the idea. Of 550 people polled, 76% believe passengers should pay more if they weigh more. Only 22% were against such a move. Implementation of the idea generally would force those who could not comfortably fit into a standard airline seat to purchase a second one, normally at a discounted rate. The White House Office of Management and Budget is reportedly considering closing nearly half the control towers operated by contractors in the U.S. A report on the AOPA website indicates that most of the towers affected would be at general aviation airports. Contract towers would be preserved for airports which have scheduled airline service or over 10,000 military operations each year. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee Chairman John Mica, a Florida Republican, has written a letter to the OMB insisting the contract towers make good budgetary sense. He said cuts should focus on ineffective programs and that the contract control towers do not fall into that category. AOPA said it was drafting a letter to the House and Senate GA caucuses urging them to oppose the move. Fresh off news of a record year for sales and deliveries of its aircraft, Airbus has increased average list prices 3.9%, except for the A320neo family, where prices rise by an average of 6.1%. The new pricing is effective from January 1st. Sales Chief John Leahy explains, quote, "Our new pricing reflects the strong demand. With competition amongst carriers heating up, any tool that helps cut their costs will pay handsome dividends. The A320neo offers a 15% fuel cost savings, making it the blue-chip single-aisle aircraft investment by anyone's standards," unquote. Up next on ANN, CAP cadets will compete in a cybersecurity defense contest. NASA's Grail lunar probes get new names, and TSA has caught another grandma. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, January 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Civil Air Patrol cadet teams will make up one-third of the 12 spots in the All Services Division finals of Cyber Patriot 4, the National High School Cyber Defense Competition. When the 2 days of national finals begin March 23rd at the Gaylord National Harbor Convention Center in Maryland, CAP will be represented by teams from the Alabama Wing, the Springville Composite Squadron, Colorado Wing's Colorado Springs Cadet Squadron, the Ohio Wing's Youngstown ARS Composite Squadron, and the South Dakota Wing's Big Sioux Composite Squadron. The four teams emerged from round three of the national competition, January 13th and 14th, along with two teams each from the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps Junior ROTCs. Winning team members in the championship round receive scholarships and prizes from Cyber Patriot sponsors. During each of the first three rounds, teams are faced with realistic computer network threats at their home locations. Each team has 6 hours to seek out weaknesses in simulated online networks and work to defend those networks from threat scenarios. The Charles A. and Ann Morrow Lindbergh Foundation has announced the recipients of two prominent awards, which will be presented at a celebration at Fantasy of Flight in Polk City, Florida, on March 29th. Legendary inventor Forrest Byrd has been selected to receive the 2012 Lindbergh Award. After beginning flying at age 14 and flying nearly every fixed-wing aircraft and helicopter the U.S. Army Air Corps had during World War II, Byrd created the earliest versions of the now-prolific Byrd respirator for high-altitude flight and hospitals. He's credited with launching the respirator industry and helping make the old iron lung a thing of the past. Businessman philanthropist James C. Ray has been named recipient of the Spirit Award. While working in Hawaii as a steelworker for the Navy, Ray was an eyewitness to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Shortly after, he enlisted and flew a total of 30 B-17 missions. After the war, Ray flew his Cessna 170B on business and personal trips that took him to 58 countries and every Caribbean island with a landing strip. He's also provided startup funding for more than 300 businesses, including Compaq Computer, Eclipse Aviation, and Cirrus Design. Find out more at LindberghFoundation.org. Twin NASA spacecraft that achieved orbit around the Moon New Year's Eve and New Year's Day have new names thanks to elementary students in Bozeman, Montana. Their winning entry, Ebb and Flow, was selected as part of a nationwide school contest that began in October. The names were submitted by fourth graders from the Emily Dickinson Elementary School. Nearly 900 classrooms with more than 11,000 students in 45 states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia participated in the contest. The orbiters were previously named Gravity Recovery and Interior Laboratory, or GRAIL, A and B. Ebb and Flow will be placed in near-polar, near-circular orbit with an altitude of about 34 miles. During their science mission, the duo will answer long-standing questions about the Moon and give scientists a better understanding of how Earth and other rocky planets in the solar system were formed. And finally today, a 65-year-old woman who reportedly was allowed to board a plane at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport with a pistol in her purse has been charged with a state felony. The incident occurred last Wednesday morning. Reuters reports the woman had a .38 tucked away in her purse. She was on an American Airlines flight, which had pushed back and was taxiing, when it was called back to the gate. Authorities searched multiple terminals and airplanes before finally locating the woman about 8 a.m. Central Time. She was charged with carrying a weapon where prohibited. In all, 10 flights were delayed an average of 20 to 25 minutes while the search was conducted. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about the FAA's definition of current versus what's really required to be safe. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.